Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The tragedy in Massachusetts of the man, the hockey coach, the fight that involved a Massachusetts hockey coach and a father of some other boys that ended in the death of that hockey coach. Actually, he was a hockey father. I don't know whether a coach or not. Michael Costin. Apparently, some people in the know, and I put that in quotes, are saying that they're breaking out in increasing numbers at youth sports games. According to Bob Still, who's a spokesman for the National Association of Sports Officials, it's a trend. Mr. Costin died after a fight with fellow parent Thomas Junta during a hockey game their sons were playing in Reading, Massachusetts on July 5th. In February, a soccer coach in Florida was charged with battery for headbutting a referee. In January, New York father Matt Pica was accused of beating up his son's hockey coach after a verbal argument. The grim competitive attitude that leads to such conflicts is driving kids out of sports, said Fred Eng, president of the National Alliance for Youth Sports. Well, no, it isn't. Fred doesn't know. What's driving kids out of sports mostly, first of all, is in a lot of areas, communities are getting older, kids that want to play baseball. Some kids don't have a ride to the game because, you know, you used to get on your bike and go over to a baseball game. Now you got to wait for mom to pick you up in the SUV. So kids just don't, they don't have the transportation to the games. And thirdly, a lot of the traditional American sports kids don't dig, like baseball. Forget it. We're going to get on the line here with Brad Rifkin. He is a Little League umpire in the San Fernando Valley. Has asked us not to mention where, and I can understand that, Mr. Rifkin, where you actually coach. As opposed to where you actually coach, as opposed to, or where you actually ump, I should say, as opposed to the league.
Well, I would appreciate it if you'd not mention either thing, because what I have to say, Mr. Henry, I think is going to be pointed, and I think some parents are not going to appreciate it.
Well, what do you think of this? This trend, do you think it's a trend, violence? I know being a Little League umpire, you must see this.
Now, I don't see it because this kind of thing doesn't happen when I umpire games. The parents are not going to get into it around me, but I know that it exists. I know that it's out there, and I know that there has to be a certain level of control. Now, the kids whose father was killed in Massachusetts, these kids could have done something to protect their father. They had hockey sticks. They had hockey skates. Their father was being attacked by some guy that had come down out of the stands. And I'd hate to be those kids today when they could have done something about it.
All right, I don't really want to comment on that, okay? I'd like to keep those kids out of it. All right.
Well, forgive me, because I've had a couple of beers, and I'm
Well, that's fine, but I don't think that commenting on whether those kids should have done something about it is appropriate. You understand?
I understand. Yeah, I understand that. I would like you to watch the way you're talking to me, though.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, you know, you don't have an enemy here.
No, I understand, but I don't let anybody speak to me that way. And when I umpire Little League games, it's the same thing.
All right, well, tell me how it is when you umpire a Little League game that you don't, and you haven't seen incidents, you've never seen a parent run down and scream at an official on the field? You've never seen a parent run down and scream at a coach or a player?
No, not in the games that I umpire, Mr. Henry, and I'll tell you why. I control and I keep a pretty good lock on what goes on. The parents don't get out of line with me, because if they do, I take one look at them. I take my mask off. All I got to do is look up into the crowd and make eye contact with them. And the minute that I make eye contact with any one of these loud, screaming parents, I'm going to tell you, it's like Moses parting the Red Sea. They turn around almost like something out of a movie. They go right back up the steps. They sit down, and they keep their mouths shut. All I got to do is take one look at my face. They know to turn right back around and go back to their seat. I wish that was the case in every Little League game. But
we've heard of incidences where parents have gotten into it with coaches and umps.
Right.
And we've heard of incidences where parents have gotten into it with players. And you umpire Little League games, and you've never seen that.
Not in the games that I umpire.
Why? Because you are...
Because I exercise a control over the game that if any parent ever got out of line with me, that would be the last time they got in line with anybody. I won't let them. And
well, what are you doing? Are you threatening them with violence yourself? Are you?
Well, I exercise a control. I'll give you an example. I can't umpire and referee every game. I advise children who see their fathers being beat up or picked up, picked on, should know that it's perfectly fine for them to go to the defense of their father. And I think it's perfectly fine for a member of a family to go to the defense of their father. If you got a baseball bat or a hockey stick...
Well, short of violence, which it sounds to me is what you're counseling here, how do you... But, you know, if you're not umpiring and refereeing every game, how do you advise other umpires and referees to control their games?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of guys they are. I do know one thing. The kids have all the weapons, is what I'm saying, Phil.
So what you're telling me, though, I just want to get this clear. When somebody gets out of line at one of your games, you just stare at them and they sit down.
I let them know that I'm not going to take any crap from anybody. I see anybody come down and try to give... I'll give an example. We had a father about 3 years ago run down from the top of the grandstand to the bottom, and he wanted to get on some coach. One of the kids, on cue from me, picked up a baseball bat and just poked it, and I mean shoved it right under this guy's rib cage, so he knocked most of the wind out of this guy, and then just pulled it up so it cracked the rib.
Okay. What do you mean on cue from you?
In other words, I told the kids that if any parent comes down and gets onto the field, I want them to defend themselves. The kids know. So the kid took a baseball bat, knocked the wind out of this guy, pulled it up and cracked the rib. As the guy began to buckle, then the kid used the small end of the bat and hit the guy in the throat like the Adam's apple.
Well, what you're doing is you're turning a baseball field into some kind of a World Wrestling Federation wrestling match. That sounds ridiculous for a kid.
Well, if you look at these guys who are going to get killed, that's exactly what you do.
So you had a kid take a baseball bat and knock the wind out of some guy. How did he... Look, what we're trying to do here...
No, I know what your frustration is, Mr. Henry, but I'm telling you, this is the only way to deal with parents that get loud, get abusive, and start coming onto the field. You deal up, you fight fire with fire.
And so you get violent with them.
If that's the way they want to play it, that's the way I play it. If you want to play it like a gentleman, we can play it like a gentleman. If you want to talk, we'll talk. You want to fight, we'll fight. But I'm not going to take any crap from any parent. Number one, none of them know anything about baseball. Number two, they're all loud and stupid. And number three, their kids can't play very well either. I get half of these kids, they don't know which end of a bat to hit the ball with. I mean, I saw a kid come to plate, and you're not going to believe this. This was 3 weeks ago. One of the kids came up to the bat. He was holding the fat end of the bat. He didn't know that you hit it with the big end and that the part with the tape. They all think their kid's an all-star. They all think their kid's the next hit.
You got kids so dumb in your little league that they're...
Yeah, I swear to God. The kid was... They all think the kid's the next Ken Griffey Jr. What I do is I tell them to shut up and sit down. And if they come on my field, then you take that skinny end of the bat, jam it into the gut, hit up on the rib cage, and...
Well, you're teaching children to inflict violence now on adults, and that's probably just as bad as...
Well, what do you want to do? You want to see dead people? Because if you want to see dead people, you're going to have what happened back there in Massachusetts. I don't put up with the crap.
All right, we're talking with Brad Rifkin, who's an umpire in the San Fernando Valley. He umpires Little League games. He's had an incident of a parent coming or attempting to get on the field at one of his games. He had a couple of the players from the teams hit this guy with baseball bats. And what did they do, knock the wind out of him?
They essentially knocked the wind out of him, yeah. That's right. And when this guy tried to get mouthy with me, I said, look, you were about ready to attack. These kids defended themselves. And he tried to say he wasn't going to attack the kids, that he wanted to talk to me. Bull crap. The guy was screaming. Everybody saw it.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. See, that's one of those deals where you get yourself sued.
No, they're not going to sue me.
Well, how do you figure they're not going to sue you?
I look at them. They ain't going to sue me. All I got to do is look at them. Because when I hear a woman tried to come down, and she was going to say, I'm going to sue, and she stopped right in the middle of the word sue, and I looked at her. And she just turned right around, meek as a kitten, sat back down. Nobody sues me.
Okay, you got control over your game.
And I tell you, if I had been at that hockey game the other day, that big fat slob that beat that man up, that guy would be buried in that ice right now. They'd still be chipping him out of the ice. If I'd been refereeing that game, but apparently they didn't. I don't know what pussy they had running that show, but apparently it didn't do no good.
All right, try to be a little sensitive to the situation there, okay? Because it's just days old, and there's a lot of people.
Forgive me, I've had a couple of beers. I'm sorry.
Okay, and maybe try to resist drinking the beer while we're on the air here.
No, I haven't. Not drinking now, Mr. Henry. I added two very quick beers before I went on with you.
Okay, well, I can understand that. I guess to relax himself. Maybe we ought to try that. 1-800-449-8686. You heard the man. His name's Brad Rifkin. He's a Little League umpire. He says had he been refereeing that hockey game the other day in Massachusetts, the big guy would be buried in the ice. They'd still be chipping him out. And he went on to say that no parent ever has the guts to scream at him or at anybody in any game that he's umpiring. He says that a woman tried to sue him or said she was going to sue him. She got half the word sue out of her mouth, and then she turned around, and I'm quoting now, meek as a kitten, and sat back down. 1-800-449-8686. Is that what we need? Do we need referees and umpires who are tough, bad dudes and aren't going to take any guff? Maybe that's it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Excuse me, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, Brad Rifkin on the line. He's a umpire in the San Fernando Valley here in Southern California, Little League umpire. I played Little League. A lot of people played Little League. Are you at a game right now?
No, we got it. We got two late afternoon games, and I'll be doing a 6 o'clock game. It is not Little League. Right now, we're doing some exhibition American Legion baseball. We got some Babe Ruth baseball going on. But we also have school leagues. That are some of which are in training right now. So I umpired a lot of those.
But you do Little League during the Little League season.
I do Little League during the Little League season, and I don't take any crap from anybody. Somebody wants to get into my face and tell me that I blew a call, and I will take the small end of a bat, and I'll move one of their kidneys from just below their rib cage to somewhere near their rear end.
And why the violent attitude?
Because I'm tired of listening to these parents with their big fat mouths. And now you see what happened when that guy came out of the stands and went after that father on the ice. That stuff's going to end. And it'll end by guys like me taking charge.
All right, here is Norfolk, Virginia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I would expect him to step in between parents when they get, and I can understand some parents get beyond it.
Thank you.
The children do not go in as professionals. And if he takes and kills somebody with that bat, or has that 10-year-old become a murderer because he taught them to put it into a throat, then
he should get into
another business.
Right. No, but what I'm saying, ma'am, is I use a bat like a pool cue. You know what I mean by what a
pool
cue?
But you don't have the children do that.
Well, no, this parent came down, and the parent was going to get that onto the field and get into the coach's face. And I nodded to the biggest kid. We'd already had this set up. He took the bat and, like a pool cue, just nailed this guy right below the rib cage. That took the gas right out of him.
No, but if you're such a big man, then you take the gas out of him. You don't have a child do it.
Well, you don't want that to happen.
You handle your own self and don't let a child do it for you.
Yeah, but you don't want that to happen. You don't want that parent to get into it with me.
I don't want you to be a coach on any child that I know.
Well, I'm not a coach. I'm an umpire.
Well, then I don't want you to be an umpire around any children that I know.
Why? You got these fat slobs coming out of
Because you're probably one of the same kind of parents that would be the one
about
that would get in somebody's face.
Wait a minute. This parent came out of the stands and killed a guy the other day in Massachusetts.
And I know that, and he was totally
right.
Why didn't some of the other parents stop that also?
I would have loved that fat pig to come down and try something with me. That guy would be taking a dirt road right now.
And I wish he would have met somebody like that.
To see,
but I don't expect
that's when
you to
need
teach
a guy
the
like me. That's when you need a guy like me, when some big fat slob's coming down. But you don't want me to do anything.
No, I don't want you to have the children doing your work for you.
I did that because the kids wanted to try it out.
No,
they said,
Mr.
Umpire,
no.
Mr. Rifkin, can we try it out? I said, here's how you use the bat like a pool cue right into the guy's throat.
You do not have that right. You do not have that right.
Children are safer with me than any other umpire, ma'am.
Let me ask a question. What do you do, Mr. Rifkin, when one of the kids on the field disputes one of your calls?
Well, that's a different thing entirely. If a kid's disputing my call, you can't allow a child to be in the face of an adult.
But what do you do?
But he can be an adult with the other end of the bat when you want him to be that.
I can use the kid. No, ma'am. What I'm saying is...
No, I want to know, what do you do with a kid who says to you, hey, that strike three call, you're wrong?
Yeah.
Look, you can keep a child... all you have to do is squeeze the windpipe a little bit on a kid.
No.
You put your hand around his throat.
You're putting your hands on his throat?
Just squeezing the windpipe off slightly.
And when this man has the wrong pressure and he kills somebody, we'll visit him in jail.
No. You wanted me out there in Reading, Massachusetts.
It can happen.
Okay.
No,
as long as we get you
ready. Older and adults should have gotten between those two men.
Ma'am, did you have kids in Little League?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and when you were at Little League games, did you get a little hot under the collar watching plays or anything like that?
No, because it was a game.
Uh-huh.
Well, I
was very fortunate. My children
didn't
have the violence in the Little League that we had now.
She didn't. She wouldn't try anything with me. See, I
didn't go to a game to try anything. I taught my children that this was sportsmanship.
My look
that
could stop.
That it was a game.
My look would
that
stop you cold.
We were there for a good
with
time.
Fear. My look could stop you cold with fear.
I wouldn't give a damn about your look.
Oh.
Because I went for a game. I didn't go to harass you or you to harass me.
Good news.
My children
Good news for
went
you.
To a game.
Good news for you.
Oh, don't start threatening her.
I'm not threatening her.
Oh,
I think
this is totally asinine that he would try to teach children how to kill somebody
well,
if they
ma'am,
wanted to.
Well, I'll tell you, it's either them or the big fat slob in the stands. And if it's the big fat slob in the stands,
we need to teach our children... We need to teach them that it's a game, that it's just a game.
I'm just telling you, that not you, ma'am, but I put a lot of broads in their place. You know, they're screaming and yelling, my Timmy, he ought to play more, how dare you call a strike and all that stuff. All I do is take a look at them, they lock eyes with me, they get kind of a smile on their face, they turn around and go and sit down, and they're quiet for the rest of the game. What do you think of that?
And that makes you something?
Hey,
Why
at least
we
it keeps them
people?
Shut up.
Why can't we have people go to a game?
Look,
why does it have to be all this?
Exactly.
Crap. It's just a game.
It's fun. You use that bat like a pool cue.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fantastic. Here is Holyoke on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I have a comment for the umpire.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yes. When he talks, does he realize, has he ever heard of the things when... people who abuse their wives, their kids abuse their wives. People who are abused by their fathers, they grow up to be child abusers. Does he ever think these kids he's telling to take matters are soon going to become the people who come onto the field?
Say that again.
People do what they do when they're younger. If you're abused by your parents, you have a greater chance of abusing your children. What about these children that take matters into their own hand on the field,
right?
Pretty soon in the years to come, they're going to be coming onto the field as the adults.
Isn't that great? That's what I'm... Exactly. And that's thank God you understand what I'm saying.
He ain't saying it's great.
You're teaching these people, you're teaching kids at a young age violence, and that just grows and escalates.
I'll tell you what, I'll always have a job.
The reason you didn't want to say where you were from is because you would be fired on the spot. Because everybody knows you would be one of the worst umpires.
What are you talking about? Some guy got his butt kicked and killed the other day, and now you guys are coming down on me because I want to keep this game clean? If I'd been in that hockey game, you know what you do with the kids? You know what a hockey stick?
Yes.
You've seen a hockey stick. You can take that blade end of the hockey stick.
So you'd rather
that. You can hit a guy Adam's apple high.
Can I speak?
Then as he's going down,
may I speak?
Hit the back of his neck, he's out cold. Yes.
So you'd rather the kids kill the adult?
I would rather see that adult, the big fat pig out of the stand.
It's yes or no. Would you rather the kids kill the adult?
Yeah, with a hockey stick. Yes, I would.
You've had more than a couple beers before you came on the
show. I had a couple of beers, I admit it. What's wrong with that?
So are you drunk?
Why
did you call up when you're in that state?
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk. I'm loose.
You would rather those kids beat that guy to death with a hockey stick. All right, sir, hold the line. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with a Little League umpire from the Southern California area, and we've talked with other people involved in like pursuits about the murder, in my opinion, of this hockey father in Massachusetts by some fat pig that came down out of the stands, some guy that didn't like what was going on. He beats the guy up, and we're talking with this umpire who almost, you sound almost as crazy as the guy that comes out of the stands, but you claim that you want to prevent these things from happening. Is that correct, Mr. Rifkin?
Look, Phil, I mean, all I'm saying to you is that if I had been at that hockey game, look, if...
What about these kids that you've got turning around? The kids are using their bats on adults that are coming down out of the stands.
The kids use the bats like pool cues. And
I know that, but what happens if they kill a parent?
Look, first of all, a kid's not going to get the death penalty. No kid gets the death penalty, which is the beauty of having a kid, you know, take the pool cue shot to a guy's nuts or whatever you want to talk about.
Oh, come on. I'm talking about...
No, Phil, I mean it seriously. I can't... What I do, though, is I stare at the parent. They turn right around. Did you ever see the movie Crocodile Dundee?
I'm talking about people...
No, seriously. Did you ever see the movie Crocodile Dundee?
Yes, I did.
Do you know how he would stare at animals and they would... Their lids would close and they'd sort of droop?
In the movie Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah, he would stare at animals?
Yes.
I can do that with a lot of these parents that come out of the stands.
What are you talking about? You're making...
I can stare at them. I teach self-defense to parents. I teach self-defense to kids. We have the accidental, what we call the cleat move. I wear metal cleats. If a parent comes down out of the stands and starts to give me crap, and I haven't been able to give him the stare, which would make his eyes droop and he'd turn around and go back...
Yeah.
I can... step on his foot with a metal cleat and grind it in. And by accident, say, oh, I want to go over and get a drink of water. And accidentally, on purpose, step on his foot, grind the metal cleat in, and oh, the screaming and the blood. That also is a way to send a message.
I'm talking about kids that you have poking these adults with bats.
Right. No cop is going to send a kid to the gas chamber. Kid will just say, I was defending myself. Look, when it's a little kid and an adult, the kid wins. The adult sounds like some kind of a jackball coming down out of the stands.
Here is Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. I was calling about, this so-called umpire. I mean, you're
not
an umpire.
Wait a minute. Are you an umpire?
You're not teaching the game of baseball.
Are you an umpire?
All you're doing is trying to train a bunch of little muscle men who are going to defend you because you're the little guy.
Are you an umpire?
No, I'm not.
Well,
but
you don't know what you're talking about.
You're the little guy that's standing behind his mama's skirt.
My mama's skirt. Hey, you try coming out of the stairs.
You're too weak.
I'll give you the stare.
To try to defend yourself.
I'll give you the stare, and you'll sit right back down.
You're the kid growing up.
And you're the kind of parent that
has
the big fat mouth, and your little Billy isn't starting pitcher. And your kid has never gotten off the bench, and you're all upset about that.
All right. Anyway, thank you. I can't take this people talking over each other, all right? If you're going to call the show, you know, shut up. How about that?
How about me?
You shut up, too. Here is El Centro on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing? 26 years of umpiring myself. I cannot believe this guy's got this attitude.
Oh, really? Believe I got this attitude. You haven't officiated for 26 years if you can't believe that I got this attitude. You have not been an official for 26 years.
26 years?
No, it couldn't be, because if you knew what I was... If you'd actually been an official for 26 years, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but you...
And you know... Oh, really? You know what I'm talking about?
I have been assaulted 3 times.
Oh,
I
see.
I have taken care of it through legal means. I have done it correctly.
What about the guy that got beaten to death the other day? Is he going to take care of it through legal means? Oh,
obviously,
whoops.
It will get
He's
taken
dead.
Care of, and there
whoops.
Are some other matters going on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that don't help him, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's
yeah.
too bad about that. But
what, you're too bad? I'll tell you what would have helped that guy. I'll tell you what would have helped that guy. A hockey stick to that guy's gonads would have helped that guy. You'd have taken a hockey stick.
A black eye.
No, I'm not. I would have saved that guy's life
you
in Massachusetts. But you would have let that guy die because you want to stand there and
go
through the legal means.
I have stepped in when there has been altercation.
I want to get back to this staring at people like Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, I can't believe he'd do that either. When you put on the uniform, that's part of something that comes along with it.
Oh, the Crocodile Dundee stare. You don't use that?
No.
Oh, wow.
You
that's beneath
it.
You, huh?
First, you need to know the rules so you can call it correctly.
Call what correctly?
all the rules correctly.
What rules? The baseball?
Every single rule.
I know them all, and you know what? You're not an official either. Okay, so anyway, I have used the Crocodile Dundee rule, the Crocodile Dundee stare, Phil, on broads, not only to get them to sit down, but sometimes to come home with me. And I have seen...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We have Brad Rifkin, who's a Little League official, on the phone with us, who claims that he uses the Crocodile Dundee stare to get adults to go back to their seats. But you did make one good point.
What's that?
That, you know, settling things legally would not have helped save that man's life in Massachusetts. That's absolutely correct.
You got it. And when you got a bunch of kids standing around with hockey sticks, and they can...
But turning kids into killers isn't the answer either.
No, I'm telling you, they would have helped that guy. You take that hockey stick blade and you stick that into a guy's Adam's apple, you cut that guy's wind off, it's all over, baby.
Here's Waco, Texas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Waco, hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
I want to talk to this guy about what he's been talking about. I think you're an idiot, man.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
I'm a Little League umpire.
I can't believe somebody would come out here on the radio the way you are and sit here and talk about having kids do your dirty work for you.
No,
you
I said I used the puck. I said that I used the stare.
Oh, stare.
That's right.
I'm not talking about the stare. I'm talking about you teaching kids to use the bat.
I use the kids use the bat once or twice. I use the stare most of the time. And I cut the windpipe off.
You cut the windpipe off?
Right.
And you've done this before?
Yes, sir, I have. What happens is the adults come down out of the stands. They want to give me a bunch of crap. I just squeeze the carotid artery. They black out. What are you laughing about?
Are you telling me that people have come down?
I swear to God.
You're a joke.
I'm a joke.
That's all I got to tell you. You're a joke.
Well, how am I a joke?
You can't do that to anybody because you're not man enough to do it, and you know it.
The hell I'm not. And if I'd been around that day in Massachusetts, I would have put the squeeze and the stare on that guy.
Well,
the guy that came out of the stands in Massachusetts, what would you have done?
I would have looked at him long enough where he would have just sat down and started to cry.
I don't believe you would have.
Yeah, I do.
And I don't believe that man would have. Anybody that's got enough, whatever you want to call it, to come down and beat somebody to death the way he did.
Right.
I don't think your stare is going to have a whole lot of effect on him.
No, but the gonad shot with the baseball bat will. Every time I officiate a game, I have too many armies at my disposal. Why not use it to keep the peace? I got little kids with baseball bats, little kids with hockey sticks. I got the stare, and I got the grip.
What you're basically saying is two wrongs make a right.
In that instance, yes.
Well, okay, look. Somebody should have pulled that big guy off of that guy at that hockey game. There's no doubt about that. But you telling me that you got some kids using hockey sticks to cave in some guy's windpipe, and what do you mean you've got the grip?
That's what I do. I squeeze a guy's carotid artery. Did you ever see Star Trek? Either one of you guys.
I would like to see try to squeeze my artery.
Seriously. Look, did you see the Vulcan thing on the shoulder?
No.
You never saw Star Trek?
No, I care less about Star Trek.
Oh, bull crap. You saw Spock put the grip on a guy, didn't you? Come
yeah,
on, man.
I don't think of it, I guess I have.
Okay, the Vulcan death grip, that is an artery in the neck that you can squeeze off. When I put on the Vulcan death grip...
Oh, come on, the Vulcan death grip.
Oh, you think it's funny? You think a guy dying?
They need to beam you back up.
You think ain't that funny? That's very funny.
Are you telling me you squeeze a guy's neck?
I squeeze a guy's neck, and he goes out like the Vulcan death deal. And you guys think it's bullcrap? I guess you think it's funny that guy's dead, too, huh? You want to laugh about that one?
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right, thank you, sir.
Enough with the grip.
I got
the grip, crap,
right.
Because that's all it is.
I gave the stare and the grip.
The stare and the grip, okay.
The stare and the grip.
That's what we need, man, in Little League games, is more people staring and gripping. And what I think probably has happened to you, Mr. Rifkin?
Yeah?
I think you've been gripping a little too much, okay? And
you know something? I don't have to take your crap.
Yeah, I'm taking your crap, though. You're giving people the
Crocodile Dundee stare.
Okay. And then you're giving them the Vulcan death grip.
Right.
And that's what you do in Little League games to keep order.
Yes. What's wrong with that?
All right, I'm going to take one more phone call.
Why take another phone call, okay?
And plus the fact you told me you've had a couple of beers, right?
That's right. I do it to relax. But why take my phone calls? You're going to have just a bunch of jerks that don't believe me. I don't give a crap anyway.
Are you drunk?
No. I just want to relax.
St. Petersburg on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. St. Petersburg, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, hi.
Yeah, your umpire, him having two armies at his disposal, you know, personally, at least in this area, that could be contributing to delinquency of minors. That's an arrestable offense.
Well, I haven't done it yet.
I mean...
Are you drunk or not?
No, I'm not.
How many beers have you had?
I had 3 plus 2. Equals 5, I guess.
Yeah, that equals 5. So you've had 5 beers.
Yeah.
Do you drink before you referee games?
I have 2 beers to relax me very quickly.
What do you mean very quickly?
I shotgun 2 beers before I umpire the games. But I can't be drunk. I have to referee a game in 15 minutes, so I'm not drunk now.
How many beers have you had?
What are you laughing about? I've had 3 plus 2.
You've had 5 beers.
Yes, I have.
Okay, tell you what you do there, Brad. Go out to referee that game and put on that Vulcan death grip and the Crocodile Dundee stare.
And I got it locked.
You got it locked.
I had 2 40 ounces. No, I had 2 40 OZs.
You had 2. Okay. Anything else in St. Petersburg, sir?
Plus 3 more.
No, I think he just set it all for me.
2 40 ounces plus 3 more what?
Plus 3 more 40 ounces. That equals 5.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're going to go referee a game. Mike, you know where this guy's refereeing, don't you? You're going to umpire a game? Call the recreation department there.
What are you going to do?
Nothing, pal. It's going to be okay. You're just not going to be umpired a game this afternoon. Don't worry about it, all right?
If they try to take me out, I'm going to give them the crocodile stare.
Yeah, you give them the Crocodile Dundee stare. Hell, man.
That'll put them down.
Yeah, that'll put them down. All right, thank you, sir, from St. Petersburg. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you for taking care of that, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, that's certainly all right.
Don't call my boss, Phil, or I'm going to death grip your butt.
Yeah, okay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. And so what do you want me to do? Talk to Harvey here? Talk to Harvey Wireman, who's an attorney at law, and we wanted to at least hear what he had to say. What's up, Harvey? That's our line to the Little League Park. Harvey, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil. I wanted to ask a question that Mike said I could go on with.
Go ahead.
I want to solve once and for all something that a lot of people have been asking about. And, you know what? It's been driving me nuts. And that is, once and for all, I want to know the answer to this question. Is Tammy Faye Baker beautiful or not? And I just...
Is Tammy Faye Baker beautiful or not?
I just can't... Oh, man, that
really got you thrown, huh?
It really does. And I think it's got a lot of guys. I think it's something a lot of men over the last 20 years, ever since she was doing that PTL deal with her husband. Is she good looking? You know what I mean?
You really...
Yeah, it's driving me out of my mind. So I thought that we could get a poll going or something, or... put a poll someplace or sit on a poll. I don't know, whatever you want to do, and find out.
No, I could probably answer that question. We don't have to take a poll, man.
Wait a minute. I've been agonizing over this for 20 years. You're telling me you know the answer?
I think I have the answer, yeah, to that question.
You look, you know, because it's a tough one, isn't it? You look at her, And there's a part of you that just wants to hold her down and go, man, go, you know? And then there's a part...
Oh, come on, will you?
No, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm lying.
I'm not even going to go there with you, all right? I'm just going to... I'll give you the answer.
Tell me that she doesn't get serious lumber going in at least 50% of the male population in this country. Because I think...
I'm going to give you the answer so that we don't have to go down this road. For 20 years, you've been wondering, is Tammy Faye Baker good-looking or not?
Yeah, because I think it's a legitimate question. And
well, are you ready for the answer?
Well, what makes you think you got the answer?
You're asking the question. I think I can give the answer here.
On behalf of everybody.
Yeah.
On behalf of all the men.
Yeah, especially after you said she gets serious lumber going in about 50% of all the men in this country.
Well, there's not a lot of guys going to admit it.
Not of a lot of guys are going to admit it.
How about you? Would you admit it if she got lumber going in you?
Well, you know what? That's probably...
I'm going to tell you it's... But I don't know. Is she or is she not?
She's not, man.
She's not.
She's not good looking, man. Now, I'm not saying that she doesn't have the potential for that, but there's been a confluence of things happen. You know, there's the fact that there's a makeup thing that doesn't quite happen there. There's a... maybe she talks too much. I don't know what it is, you know?
All right, so she's not good-looking.
I think that I could probably... And I don't like to categorize people that way, but I think if I'm...
Just answer the question.
No, but I think if I'm reading you right, just from that pure, that facile, that... just from the standpoint of veneer, if you're asking me, is she beautiful? No. Is she a nice person? I don't know, and I'm sure that there is... I know that she has a husband who probably thinks she's marvelous. But the answer is no.
Wow. All right. Well.
Yeah, there you go, man. 20 years, huh?
20 years, I've been wondering that.
There you go. All you had to do is ask me.
I pegged that one wrong.
Yeah.
How do you like that? How do you like them apples?
Yeah. How do you like them apples?
Whew, boy. I choked that.
You sure did. You got it wrong. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, pal.
All right, Phil, thanks.
You got it. So what's the story with that putting him on the air? Why'd you even take that call? For 20 years, he's been wondering whether she's good-looking or not. All right, it's Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Wow, did I peg that one wrong. Anyway, philhendryshow.com is our website. And as I mentioned, very shortly, we're going to be advertising our brand new Best of the Phil Hendry Show Year 2000 CD that is going to be coming out as part of our My Friend's Place fundraiser. And there's also going to be some interesting things going on around My Friend's Place and this coming fall month. Now, a lot of you got what? Is he back? What do you want?
I wanted to ask another question.
What do you want, man? Because I'm halfway through a promo.
I just got to ask, for 30 years, I've been wondering...
Oh, you've been wondering about who else?
What about Nancy Reagan? Because I...
No, man, she ain't either, okay?
Well, I get... What, does that make me queer then? Because I happen to like...
Okay, whatever you like, you like.
So Nancy Reagan, no?
No.
What an asshole.
All right, Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.